Welcome back to the global OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. I want to thank my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi David Pardo, for filling in yesterday. The reason that I was not able to be on the call yesterday, and a little bit of a milestone for me and perhaps a little bit for this call, is that I was on a flight, first time flying just about a year and a half. And this is the first time that I am hosting the program outside of the state of Florida. I'm in New York for the day, and unbelievable. We're living in incredible times with the vaccine rollout and with the opportunity to start traveling and getting back to more of a sense of normalcy. So really amazing times that we're living in. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 14th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in the particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email, to sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call, that's ou.org/call, and please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Josh Galler of the Young Israel of West Hempstead in West Hempstead, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Galler slowly reciting our now daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chas, Chas Gimel, Kuf, Chas Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah L'cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Galler.
Bechavod, Naftali. Really great to be back again. I guess I did an okay job last time. It's a privilege to be back once again on the OU Chizuk and Tehillim call. Once again, to thank the OU for all of their support, not just this program, but really all they do to support our schools and our community. It is truly appreciated. And personally, again, Naftali is a dear old friend from, not that he's old, chas v'shalom, but he's a very, very dear friend from Can't Ask, and really an inspired person. And it's so incredible, Naftali, I have to tell you. You've always been an inspiration and incredible role model for so many. But the fact that this Tehillim call is still going after over a year, when it started during the pandemic and so many things have petered out, and that so many dailies still get such a lift, chizuk, from this call, is a testament to your efforts and your vision. So we thank you so much for all of your efforts to continue to lift and inspire Klal Yisrael. I want to begin with a story that I shared with my students this past Shabbos at an amazing retreat, senior retreat at Camp Cayley, and follow it with a little bit of a vort, a Dvar Torah that I think really crystallizes the story. The story is told about a king who had a lot of provinces and really was a well-known king in terms of Malchus, and would always have these unique challenges he'd offer people, whether for a monetary reward or some kind of a prize. And the challenge of that day was, or that week was, he said, whoever can paint a picture of what shalom, peace, looks like, I will give a very large sum of money and a high position in my kingdom to the person who can succeed. And you can imagine thousands attempted to draw, color, sketch the picture of peace that the king was looking for. After the thousands of submissions, the king and the committee narrowed it down to two pictures. One of them was actually a picture of today. I'm actually in my car, looking at beautiful rustling trees in the wind, a nice cloudy but beautiful sky, and a beautiful spring day. It was a picture of peace. Imagine trees, a little bit of wind over the lake, maybe a boat on the lake, beautiful fluffy clouds. It was a picture perfect day. That was submission one in the final vote. Submission two, the second finalist, was a picture of a very dark, almost about to storm sky, stormy sky, some lightning in the background. You know, the wind is really pushing the trees a little bit too hard, like a storm is coming. It's a really almost very hard to believe, but it's a day that you would not want to be outside. And yet, when the king and the committee voted on the winner of this contest, they chose picture number two, the stormy picture, and not the beautiful picture-perfect day. And the first artist was a little bit upset and said, you know, you asked for a picture of peace. And I drew what I believe all would agree is the perfect picture of a peaceful day. That is peace. What could be better than sitting outside watching beautiful fluffy clouds, a little wind in the trees, a lake, the sun shining down? How could this fellow win? His picture is a picture of a storm coming, angry skies. It doesn't seem to make that much sense. The king explained, you think that peace is when everything is perfect. That's not what peace really is. Look in the second picture, and what you see in the background of the picture is a tree, a small tree. And amidst the storm, all the wind and the angry skies and the stormy, you know, wavy waters, is a tree sitting calmly in the background. For that tree to be able to maintain its composure and not move in the wind amidst an impending storm, that's what peace is truly defined as. Peace is not when everything is perfect. Peace is when, yes, there's chaos at times in the world, but a person or an entity is able to maintain their composure even amidst chaos or an impending storm. I told my students that in many ways, I think we as Klal Yisrael, as a Jewish people, really are symbolized by that tree. The world around us at times, as we know, certainly from the past few weeks in Eretz Yisrael and Israel, all over the world, has been a very stormy situation. And yet, the sacred role of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish nation, is to be an Or LaGoyim, to be a people that really lights the way for the world and be that calm, serene tree, even amidst the stormy waters and the storm that could be impending or has calmed down now. But that's our sacred task. And the question I want to raise today is, how do we do that? It's a nice picture, but how can we accomplish to maintain our role or our task as being that calm, serene tree, even amidst, at times, very stormy surroundings around us? And I think the answer could be in a beautiful pasuk in this week's parsha, in Parshas Baalotzra. In Terek Yud Pasuk Zion, the Torah is telling us about the trumpet and what sounds are used to be able to gather the camps of the Jewish nation. And listen to the words of this very unique pasuk. Uvahakilas hakahol, when you want to gather the nation Moshe is told, tisku'u velo sariyu, sound the tikia, the smooth, straight sound, but don't do the trua, don't do the broken sound. Now, the Torah often gives commands. It gives us directives and tells us what to do. But when it tells us what to do, we all already understand on our own what not to do. And therefore, if the Torah is to tell us to blow a tikiah, a straight sound, we would know not to blow a trua, a staccato, a broken sound. Rashi himself, in fact, does address why one might have thought to do both, but not for now. I want to share with you a beautiful thought that I saw in the Sefer, the book, Kamotzei Shelal Rav, a compendium kind of book on the Parsha, where he posits, suggests the following answer, and he quotes. He says that to gather a kehila, to gather a camp, and to be a kehila, to be a unified group, as we are described as a Jewish nation, we have to be straight, together, and not broken. And so therefore, the Torah had to go out of its way to emphasize, not only am I telling you, Hashem says to Moshe, when you want to gather people together, I want you to blow the straight, smooth, whole sound of the tekiah, but also make sure you never blow a trua, because the Jewish nation needs to hear the message, a very important message, of being one unit, of not being broken. Not trua. We can't survive as a trua nation, as a broken staccato nation. We have to be a whole, strong unit. What gives us the strength to be able to be that tree in the back of that very stormy picture that won that award given by the king? It's the strength of unity, of the tekiah of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish nation. That's where our strength comes from. Every branch, every leaf, every root has to be unified in its mission and in its mindset. That's the source of our strength, of what allows us to be that very calm, serene tree, even amidst the most terrible storms that befall, that are going on around us, that befall Klal Yisrael. And I hope and pray, as God willing, we hope that things will calm down now, not just in Israel, but the world around us. Hopefully for the Jewish nation, we hope and pray that God gives us the wisdom and the strength to maintain that tikkia note, that sense of achdus, of unity, of being together, of not being broken, to be able to give us the strength to continue to be that very strong-rooted tree, even amidst the chaos of the world around us. May we hear Besuros Tovos, only good tidings for the future of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish nation. We're now going to recite several prakim, several chapters of Tehillim. Please join me as we recite them together. I'll say them slowly. We'll begin with chapter Chaf, Parakhaf, chapter 20. Lam nasach mizmur l'David, yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagev hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, v'olasecha yidash nesela, yitin lecha chil vavecha, v'chol atzatzcha yimalei. Nirana bishuasecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mashalosecha. Atayadat yitiyoshi Adonai mishicho, yane mishmekacho bigduros yishayimino, eilev arechev, veilev asusim, anachnu mishem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heimakalu v'nafalu, anachnu kamnu v'nisodad, Adonai hoshiya hamelech ya'aninu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo estar, v'neus deshe yar b'tengi, ame menuchos k'nahaleni, nafshi yishoved, yain t'chim amagle tzedek l'man shemo, gam k'yei lech negev tzalmaves, lo yirarach yatayi madi, שפתחו משענתך, אמא ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, ישנת והשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. פרק כ"ח א', chapter 121. Shir lamalot esainai heharim eayin yavo ezri, ezri meim Adonai osei shamayim v'aret. Al yitain lamot maglecha, al yanum shomrecha, hinei lo yanum lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha yad yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka v'yareach b'layla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor es teisecha v'olecha me'ata v'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir HaMa'alos v'ma'amakim karticha Adonai. Adonai, Shema Vikoli, Tiena Aznecha Tashuvos, Lekol Tachaninai, Imavonos, Tishmaria, Adonai, Miyamod, Kiyemecha, Haslicha, Leman, Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai, Kivasan Navshi, Vilidvoro, Kalti, Navshi Adonai, Mishomerim Laboker, Shomirim laboker, Nachel Yisrael el Adonai, Ki yemanai hachesed v'harbei imo fidus. Lo yitzes Yisrael mikol avonosav. We'll now recite the Mishnah Berurah for those who are ill. Please feel free to insert the names of those who need a refuah, who need a healing, when I pause. Mishnah Berurah avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. No sharon davdu shalmo. Uyivarech v'yirach v'yaktach olim. Babur Shana Sumis Palim Baburam Bishkarze Akadosh Baruchu Yimale Rachamim Alehem Hakulimam Rathosam Ulahakazikamu Hakayosam Yishlach Lohem Erafuash Lehem Aminashemayim Umarach Ebrahim Shtagidehem Dolshachol Yisrael Rafuas Anefesh Rafuas Aguf Hashtag Bandalos Man Kareev in Amaramein. Achenu Kobes Israel. Hanusim in Masaro Bashivya. Haumdim bin Bayam of Bin Bayabasha. Amakom Yerachim Aliyev. Yosim in Solar Vaka. May I feel it Laura Mishibu the Gula. Hashtag Bandalos Man Kareev in Amaramein.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Galler, and thank you so much for your kind words prior to your remarks. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need of the answer, the tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Kenneth Brotkin of Congregation Kesser Israel in Portland, Oregon. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.